Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
In light of the recent action taken by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences against Harvey Weinstein over those sexual allegations, two of the more than 50 women who alleged that they were assaulted by Bill Cosby are now demanding that he too be removed from the Academy. In an emergency session last week, you know, the Academy's 54-member Board of Governors, including Tom Hanks, Whoopi Goldberg, and Steven Spielberg, voted to immediately expel Harvey following all the numerous charges of sexual harassment. As of October 19th, which is today, the number of Weinstein accusers tops 40. So, the two Cosby accusers are questioning why Cosby and other members like Roman Polanski and even Mel Gibson, who had previously been accused of sexual assault, remain members in good standing. The two women claim that the board has committed a, quote, negligent hypocrisy. Well, so far, the Academy of Motion Pictures has not responded, but I'm sure they will. Now, you know, we've been following kind of the story of Scottie Pippen and his wife, Larsa, for the past year. Well, last month, reports have surfaced claiming that they have put off their $120 million divorce proceeding, and they have relocated to L.A. for their son's basketball career, aiming to work on their 20-year marriage, which makes a lot of sense to me. Good for them. Well, they were out and about this week. In fact, Larsa appeared in good spirits as she enjoyed a night out with her husband at Dave Chappelle's pop-up show at Delilah's in West Hollywood. That was last night. Unfortunately, the Real Housewives of Miami star suffered a nip-slip, otherwise known as a wardrobe malfunction. Hey, but it did get the attention of everybody. Let's hope a hubby noticed, too. And Chelsea Handler, you gotta love her, revealed she will no longer make her money spinning Netflix talk show. Honey, she is going to concentrate on activism. She claims that it was the election of Donald Trump as a reason for giving up hosting her money spinning program. Now, it's a real change for the funny woman. You know, she had previously boasted her show would have the well-roundness of a 60 Minutes, faster, quicker, and cooler. Well, instead, she is now going to spend her time traveling, talking to colleges. She's even joined Emily's List to get more women elected into public office, register people to vote, and campaign for candidates who are fighting for women's rights. By the way, Chelsea signed a 7-year deal with Netflix back in 2014, that deal was estimated to be worth a whopping $10 million. You gotta give Chelsea credit. That's a lot of money to walk away from, even when you believe in your cause. But she will stay with Netflix to do some other things. Good for you, Chelsea. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood. And don't forget to check out our podcast. This week, it's the one and only Cassie Davis. Yes, she is in Madea's Boot, too, which opens on Friday. Check it out at AURN.com.